Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Coming up at the top of the hour, about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, he won't let me fight her. Mm-hmm. He won't let me fight her.
Carla wrote that letter. Carla, you wrote that letter.
I don't fight now. Uh-uh.
We'll get into it a little later. But right now, the nephew is here.
I forgot. I'm sorry. You sugar tank. I be mixing it.
That was alleged.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Get your facts together.
And window breaking. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
I don't appreciate these labels either.
The nephew is here right now with today's prank phone call. What you got for his nephew?
You gave wrong directions to my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You gave wrong directions to my sister. How about that?
Right.
Let's go, Cat. Right.
Hello. Thank you for calling Cemetery. How may I help you?
My name is Frederick Stammer. Tamara Mick.
Let me see if she's in the office. One moment, please.
Thank you. It just don't make sense for us all to go out there like we did and then to run into these type of problems.
Hello? Hello?
Listen, my name is Frederick Stemmons.
Okay.
Now, my sister's sister is buried out there.
Okay.
And we come out there last week on Monday to come out there and pray over the space where she is. Now, you is the one that told us that it was a few spaces away from the mausoleum. Now, we got out there and prayed over my sister Frances's burial and found out that we was in the wrong space. And they say you was the one that told it to us.
Sir, I don't even know what you're talking about.
You was the one that told us that my sister Frances.
I don't give out spaces. I'm in the administrative office.
I don't know where you work. All I know is you was the one that told us this.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You was the one that my grandbaby said that she talked to the woman named Tamara. And you had us out there standing over some white man's body, and it wasn't
sir,
right.
I'm not a counselor, so I can't tell you where a space is. So your granddaughter lied to you.
Ain't nobody lied to me. You had us out there in the wrong space.
I couldn't have had you in the wrong space because I don't even know the cemetery.
You know what? I'm going to send my grandbaby up there to talk to you.
Okay. I'll be here till 5.
You're very mischievous. You know that?
I'll be here till 5 o'clock. You have a good day.
No, don't you hang up this phone on me.
You have a good day.
No, I'm not going to have a good day. You had me praying over my sister Frances's body and it was the wrong one. And we're sitting there praying over this white man's body.
Get out of bed and get out.
It wasn't right. Hello?
I'm listening to you.
You don't have an apology or nothing.
Because I know I didn't tell your granddaughter where a space was.
Then what did you tell her?
I don't even know who your granddaughter is.
What do you mean? The Stemmons family. We were out there.
I don't know who the Simmons family is.
It's not Simmons. It's Stemmons. Stemmons.
I don't know a Simmons family. That's what I'm telling you. I'm not a counselor. I don't even deal with family.
Here's what I need you to do. Can you go out there and pray over my sister body?
I don't know where your sister is buried.
It's supposed to have been 6 spaces away from the mausoleum.
I don't. Are there any spaces?
Yeah.
Where is it at?
Section 2.
We was in section 2, but it was some white man. It wasn't my sister Frances.
Okay, I don't even know who your sister Frances is. I do not even know where Section 2 is. Whoever came into the cemetery and said that they spoke to me, they probably did speak to me, and I probably got the information from a counselor, but I never told them exactly where the spot was. So if they were out there praying over your sister and they were in the wrong spot, that's not my problem.
They're praying over some white man.
That's not my problem, sir.
If you gave
the
wrong,
if
you gave the wrong information, it is just my. Let me explain to you.
I don't give the wrong information.
Tamara,
I told them yes, she's in section two, I did not physically go out there and point to the spot to tell them to pray over that spot.
Let me explain what I'm trying to stop from happening. If my people come up there, it's gonna be some more bodies getting buried, and I don't want nobody to get
okay,
hurt.
Okay, I mean your family can come up here. It's not going to be no more bodies being buried. What they can do is come up here right and we can conversate about this. But it's not going to be an uproar up here.
I want you to go out there and you pray over Francis's body.
I'm not going out to pray over nobody's body.
It's not my family member.
I didn't tell them the wrong information.
Do you love the Lord?
I dearly do.
Then you ought to have some sympathy. I want you to bow your head right now.
No, I'm going to end this conversation.
Gracious
because
God,
I have other work to do. Now, if they
in
want
the
to come in
friend,
and talk to me, I will be here until 5 o'clock.
Can I say one more thing before you go?
You can say one more thing, and I'm ending the call.
Okay.
This nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked, baby.
You are crazy, okay?
Your sister Tamika set you up, baby. And you just got it, baby, from nephew Tommy. Boy, you were standing your ground. You like, no, just because you went and prayed over the wrong body, that don't mean nothing. I ain't got nothing to do with that. All right, check it out. You got to tell me one thing. What's the baddest radio show in the land? Come on. Y'all ought to be on your feet right now.
Yeah.
On your feet. I want to see everybody in Zoom on their feet. Come on, give it to the nephew. What? What?
You know what, Tommy? Normally, there's not that much to laugh at the funeral home, but you changed all that.
Yeah, you changed all of it, man.
Yeah, you bringing everybody
over that white man's body.
Yeah, praying over that white man's body. And see, the good part about it, when you come in screaming, it throws them off. When you come in, you came. In other words, you came in hot.
They don't have time to think, man. You got to come at it.
You should have gone to Memphis, gone to Barry by Bernard's. They would have done you right.
Oh, that'd be a good call right there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Bernard's. Y'all be on the lookout.
Uh-oh.
The nephew just might give you a call. That man be laying in that casket, though. That scares me.
I know. The uncle,
I love him on that show, man.
Yes.
He is straight crazy.
He is crazy. Nothing bothers him. He loves it all.
Nothing.
He loves it all. Embalming, going to pick up the bodies.
That's too much.
He drive a hearse around the city.
That's his personal
he bought
vehicle.
A hearse. A personal vehicle.
But if you know any funeral home people, that's how they are. It don't bother them at all.
They would pull in the drive-thru and get something to eat in the hearse.
With the hearse, right.
With the body in the back. Wow.
And don't shake hands with them because their hands is cold. Real ice cold.
Yeah, let me get a number one, Lord. Then look in the back. You want something? Oh, I guess he don't want nothing.
The jokes they got, it ain't funny. And stop sending me birthday cards, damn it. That's what you need to stop doing. Don't send me a birthday card, okay?
Mr. Brown, we'll be seeing you very soon, Mr. Brown.
Good prank.
Father Wink on the radio. Yes, Thomas, you're very funny on that radio, man.
Oh, but your time will be coming soon.
You're not trying to prank Jay, are you?
No.
He's already pranked.
I got
you pranked him before.
He pranked me.
We gotta find that footage. I got Jay. I'm gonna let y'all hear. I couldn't run it back then. He was working somewhere else.
Well, you know what I say. You can always prank him again. Who says you just gotta prank a person one time?
Man, you gotta prank him twice.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Catch that nephew.
Go ahead.
Catch that nephew Friday night on the OWN Network. Ready to Love. Ready to Love is back, and you don't want to miss it. 9, 8 Central, only on OWN. Yeah.
That's right. All right, King of Pranks, thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.